A backward look. Suppose your father or your mother or your big brother or sister said to you, I see you have been reading some stories about animals and birds. Did you like them? What would you say? If they asked which story you liked best, what would you tell them? Could you tell why you liked it best? If someone asked you what interesting facts you learned from these stories, what four or five things would you tell? Do you know enough about the birds and animals and flowers of your neighborhood so that you could give a talk on the wildlife near us? You might try now to make a list of animals, a list of birds, and a list of flowers that are found near your home or city. Then, your class can get together and put all the different kinds into a big class list of birds, another of animals, and another of flowers. You may be surprised at what some of your classmates have seen in the out-of-doors, and they may be surprised at what you have seen. Have you ever done anything to help the birds and animals, or do you know of anything that is being done near where you live? You might like to tell the class about it. Perhaps you have had an adventure or an interesting experience with wildlife that would be worth telling to the class. Or maybe you have gone on a journey to a different part of our country and have seen some strange animals or flowers. The class would like to hear about it.